奉主圣名在这里祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
啊，我们慈爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our loving Jesus, we give you thanks and praise.
啊，你带领我们啊，人生的脚步在你的看顾之下得以安稳平安。
For you guide us in a simple life, leading us to peace and harmony.
啊，使我们在这个忙碌的世间能够啊，利用这个机会暂时的喘一口气。
In the busy throng of this world, we can now take a breath in this moment.
使我们能够利用今天这个安息圣日，重新的思想一下自己人生该走的方向。
Take the opportunity of this Sabbath rest to think about the steps in this life that we take.
主啊，人生当中有许许多多值得追求的目标。
Dear Lord, there is much that we could pursue in this life.
主啊，这个人生当中有许多我们想要达到、想要得到的东西。
Dear Lord, we set before ourselves goals and dreams that we want to achieve.
啊，求你赐给我们智慧。
Grant us wisdom.
使我们知道到底人生当中什么才是真正值得追求，什么才是真正啊值得拥有。
That we might know what in this world is worth pursuing and having.
啊，使我们能够看清楚人生真正的价值在哪里。
We might be able to see where should we put the true value in this life.
啊，主啊，我们今天能够放下世上的忙碌、世上的工作，能够到你的面前。
Dear Lord, casting aside our burdens and worries in this day, we come to you.
在今天，我们享受你所应许、所赐福的安息圣日。
And this day we enjoy the Sabbath rest which you have granted to us.
求你的圣灵感动我们。
May your spirit move us.
使我们真正能够体会什么叫做安息，什么叫做享受主里的平安。
So we can truly touch upon the experience of resting in you in the Sabbath.
借你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
To the guidance of your spirit in this day.
借着你的道理滋润我们的心。
Through the nurturing of your word in our hearts.
使我们可以真正得到休息。
May we truly...Again, rest.
使我们真正明白人生。
When we truly understand life.
使我们真正找到方向。
When we truly find a direction.
使我们能够重新立下心志。
And when we truly set up a new determination.
主啊，在啊聚会之前，我们这样子诚心向你祷告。
Lord, before our service, in this way we pray earnestly.
求你再一次的激励我们。
May you once again encourage us.
使我们能够真正活出一个你所希望、所期望看到的基督徒的样子。
So that we can live loud as Christians, as you expect, as you hope.
啊，使得众人因为我们的缘故能够归荣耀。
The world due to us might glorify you.
啊，让我们能够在世上能够活着一个有指望的人生。
May we in the world live a life that is hopeful.
最终每个人能够回到你的怀抱，永远得享安息。
Ultimately, return to your bosom and enjoy the eternal rest.
我们这样诚心向你祷告。
Before with this, we pray earnestly to you.
啊，愿你垂听。
May you listen to our petition.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
哈利路亚 peace to your brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣，在这个安息圣日我们能够一同在这里聚集一起聚会哦。
Praise the Lord that during Sabbath we can be gathered here in a joint worship.
今天也是比较难得哈，好像三个区哈。三个区全部可以聚在一起啊。
Today's a more rare occasion because all three locations in New York are gathered here.
因为随着我们现在纽约分成三个地点呐，大家一起聚会、一起会面的机会时间越来越少了。
By the branching out to three different locations in New York, our opportunity together is more rare.
所以有时候就觉得好像没有那么热闹了。
So sometimes we feel that it's not as busy as it used to be.
没有像以前要这样挤来挤去排队才能够吃饭啊。
There's no need to be squeezed together.And line up for a lunch again.
但是没有关系啊，主的旨意啊，让我们把这个福音，把这个道理能够对外向外扩展。
But despair not, because the will of God is for us to spread the gospel outward.
我们希望能够有更多的人能够接触到这个福音，能够认识主的真理。
Our hope is that more people can come into contact with the gospel and with Jesus Christ.
今天早上呢，想要用旧约的一段记载做我们彼此学习的内容。
This morning, from Richard Kerman, let us share a passage in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有很多很有名的人物啊。
In the Old Testament, there are many well-known figures.
这每个人物他们在当时代所在圣经里的代表的功用都不太一样啊。
And their representation in the Old Testament served different purposes.
在当中有几个人是跨时代，是创造一个时代的英雄啊。
Among them were intergenerational heroes.
因为这几个人因为这几个人的存在，使得整个历史改变了。
And because of their existence, the whole course of history was altered.
因为这几个人的努力所以呢他们有了一个完全不一样的未来。
Because of their The future was forever changed.
所以我们今天来讲其中的一个啊。
Today, let us focus on one of these figures.
在这些伟大的工人当中有一个叫做约书亚的。
Among them, there is one called Joshua.
这个约书亚，我们可能都多少都知道一些啊。
And I believe that we must have heard Joshua more or less.
这个约书亚就是摩西死后带领以色列人的继承人啊。
Joshua is the one to whom the baton was passed by Moses after he passed.
当摩西死掉以后
After Moses died.
结果神就对 对约书亚说
God told Joshua
他说约书亚现在换你了
Joshua this is your turn
啊，约书亚现在换你来带领以色列百姓进入迦南地
Joshua your turn has come to lead the people onto the land of Canaan
那个时候的约书亚还算年轻啊
The Joshua at that time was relatively young
那个时候啊，他是很害怕的啊
And he was still afraid
啊，因为啊，他所带领的百姓非常的多
Because the people which he led were many
因为啊，他所要面对的敌人非常强大
Because the enemies which he faced were very fierce
啊，那个时候他所要面对的是迦南地的各个族啊
At the time he was faced with the tribes of Canaan
啊，就好像面对啊迦南地的野蛮民族啊，很强大，很会打仗的野蛮民族啊
，the savages, the pagan people that were still in battle.
啊，所以啊，这时候约书亚要带领以色列人要打进迦南地里啊。
So Joshua was leading the Israelite people fighting their way into Canaan.
啊，所以啊，神对约书亚说
，And Joshua then was told by God,
说你不要害怕，不要害怕啊。
Be not afraid.
他说你要刚强壮胆做大丈夫啊。
But be strong and be a brave man.
我要与你同在啊。
Because I shall dwell with you.
你到的地方啊，大家没有人打得过你。
Wherever you go, all people shall fall at your presence.
你到的地方啊，大家都会逃跑，会害怕。
And wherever you go, there will be fleeing and terror.
啊，这个是神对约书亚的一个应许哦。
This is a promise that God granted Joshua.
啊，真的啊，约书亚就这样子抱着这种信心、这种勇气就进入迦南地啦。
And truly carrying this hope and this courage, he entered into Canaan.
在他接下来的人生里面啊
，What followed in his life?
他在迦南地里面打了大大小小的仗啊
，are great and small battles.
把这些强大的迦南人啊打得丢盔弃甲的逃跑啊
so that people will flee left and right wherever he went into battle
啊，并且占领这个整个迦南地啊
moreover he conquered the whole land of Canaan
来达成这个当初神所应许他们的
establishing in this way what God had promised
啊，能够在这个迦南地成为一个强大的势力啊
in Canaan able to become a superpower
哦，所以啊这个约书亚他的工作啊在当代是不得了的
so the work of Joshua was quite remarkable at the time.
他在当代啊，叱咤风云啊，没有人敢跟他对仗啊。
Because he shattered heaven and earth, and no one would oppose him.
哦，所以啊，他是一个强大国度的代表。
He became then a representation of the mighty power of Israel.
他是一个成功领导者的代表。
He represented what a successful leader should be.
他也创造了以色列人一开始在迦南地强盛的机会啊。
He also founded the opportunity for development and strength.In the land of Canaan.
作为一个如此强大的领导者啊
，So when we look at such a powerful leader,
在过了一辈子征战的人生
，After battling through his whole life,
逐渐的老去啊
，He progressively became old.
啊，当然这个是无法避免的
，Of course, this is unavoidable.
啊，人会老
，People age.
啊，约书亚慢慢的老了哦
，And Joshua slowly entered into his old age.
所以啊，他到最后啊，在约书亚记里面啊，留下了一段话啊
，So at the end of Joshua, he left.A certain passage.
啊，我们来看一下约书亚记。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua.
我们看约书亚记的第23章。
Joshua chapter 23.
约书亚记的第23章。
Joshua chapter 23.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约书亚记的第23章的第一节。
Joshua chapter 23, verse 1.
第一节，神使以色列人安静，不与四围的一切仇敌征战，已经多日。约书亚年纪老迈。第二节，那就把以色列众人的长老、族长、审判官和官长都招了来，对他们说：“我年纪已经老迈。”第三节，
对，
神主你们的神因你们的缘故向这些国所行的一切事，你们亲眼看见了。因那为你们征战的是主你们的神。第四节，
Four.
我所剪除和剩下的大各国，从约旦河起到日落之处的大海，我已经研究分给你们各支派为业。第五节，
Five.
主你们的神必将他们从你面前赶出，使他们离开你们，你们就必得他们的地为业，正如主你们的神所应许的。好，那这里呢，约书亚逐渐的老迈了。
Here Joshua went into his old age.
啊，在这个年纪，他已经没有办法像以前一样啊这样子的啊骑马打仗了。
And in his old age, he could not fight the battle that he used before.
他已经没有办法带着以色列人去冲锋陷阵击败敌人了。
He was unable to take the troops of Israel behind him and charge forward and defeat the enemy.
哦，所以一个英雄迟暮啊，一个英雄渐渐老了。
So this then becomes the dawn of an age and of a hero.
但是啊，虽然这个英雄老了
，But although the hero becomes old，
但是这个老英雄啊，却没有忘记自己的本分啊。
The old hero did not forget his duty。
啊，在这个约书亚死之前啊
，Before Joshua passed away，
他特别把所有的人全部招来了。
He, on one occasion, gathered all the people。
他把领导者、所有的部落的首领以及审判官全部都叫来了。
Gathering the leaders, the head of the tribes, and the judges before him。
那叫他们来做什么？
For what purpose?
约书亚要留下最后的吩咐了。
Joshua wanted to leave them their last words.
其实我们如果来看约书亚的人生啊
，If we look at Joshua's entire life,
约书亚这个最后的遗命啊
，When we look at the last moments in his life,
可能跟他一辈子打仗打出来的功劳差不多啊。
It could be that heritage is comparable to his whole life as a warrior.
当他在打仗的时候啊
，When he was in the battle,
他只是带领百姓不断的攻克敌人，不断的占领土地而已啊。
Led the people to conquer land and conquer the enemy.
但是他最后留下来的遗命
，But when he left the last words to the people,
却是能够影响后代的世世代代的子孙啊。
He influenced generation after generation after generation.
所以我们今天作为一个基督徒
，So today as Christians,
我们作为一个父母亲
，As parents,
我们作为一个家庭一个家族的族长
，As leaders of family,
我们有时候要问问自己啊
，Then let us ask ourselves,
我们对自己的后代子孙到底留下了什么
？What have we left to our next generation?
但是很多时候啊，我们啊，就像约书亚的前半生一样啊
，Many times we live a life like the first half of the life of Joshua.
我们拼尽了各种的努力啊，想要攻克各样的土地来交给我们的孩子啊。
We fight and we grab for the sake of leaving something to our children.
我们很努力的工作
，We work very hard.
拼命的存钱
，We try our best to save as much as we can.
希望能够留点钱给孩子
，With the hope of leaving some wealth to our children.
我们希望开店
，We want to establish our own business.
希望成立公司
，We want to establish our own company.
我们希望能够留下一个企业给我们的孩子
，We want to leave an enterprise or a company to our children.
我们拼命省钱
，We try our best to save.
就是希望能够买一栋房子
In order to buy a house
我的目标就是我的孩子一人一栋房子
My goal is that for each child I shall leave them a house
很多时候这个都是我们人生追求的目标
Many times this is the direction of our life
因为我们都希望能够留点什么给我们的孩子
Because we want to leave a little something for our children
这种观念并没有错啊
And this notion is not wrong
因为我们都爱我们的孩子
Because we all love our children
我们都希望能够留些东西能够让我们的孩子生活好过一点
And we wish to leave something for our children so their lives can be better.
就像约书亚一样
Just like Joshua.
到处征战攻占土地
He was battling all over the land to conquer the land.
为什么
Why?
就是希望借着这一代人的努力下一代人能够好过一点
It is with the hope that for the work of this generation, the next generation can have more peace.
但是呢在他这一切的努力之后
But after he labored so much,
当他年老的时候
After he became old,
他却留下了一段非常非常重要的交代
He left a very important entrustment.
这段交代跟占领土地没有关系
This entrustment is not related to the conquering of the land
这一段交代跟以后能够更发达赚更多的钱一点关系都没有
And this entrustment is not related to future wealth and prosperity
但是这最后的交代却跟后代子孙得福气或遭祸患有直接的关系
But the last entrustment is directly related to the fortune or the misfortune that the next generation will
undergo 所以啊父母亲啊
So parents
请问你努力了一辈子
Let me ask you, you have worked your whole life
你最后到底要留给你的孩子什么
What is it that you shall leave your children
所以我们每个人都要立下这个心志啊
Let us all set up with this determination
我们都希望能够做像约书亚一样
Because we all want to be like Joshua
留下一段遗命
Lead our children
是能够改变我们孩子的未来
That would change the future forever
是能够影响我们孩子的人生
That would change the course of the life of our children
是能够帮助我们孩子抓住神找到神的
That would help our children grasp onto God and find God
所以我们来看一看约书亚遗命到底讲了什么
So let us see what were the last words of Joshua
能够对后代子孙有这么大的帮助
That helped the descendants of Israel so much
我们看回来约书亚记的23章
Let us return to Joshua chapter 23
第六节
Verse 6
约书亚记的第二十三章的第六节
Joshua chapter 23 verse 6
所以你们要大大的壮胆谨守遵行写在摩西律法书上的一切话不可偏离左右不可与你们中间和剩下的这些国民掺杂他们的神你们不可提他的名不可指着他起誓也不可侍奉跪拜第三节只要照着你们今日所行的专靠主你们的神第九节
Nine.
因为神已经把那又大又强的国民从你们面前赶出直到今日没有一人在你们面前站立得住第十节
Ten.
你们一人必追赶千人，因主你们的神照他所应许的为你们征战。十一节
11.
你们要分外谨慎爱你们爱主你们的神。十二节
12.
你们若稍微转去，以你们中间所剩下这些民联络彼此结亲互相往来，你们要确实的知道主你们的神必不再将他们从你们中间赶出，他们却要成为你的网罗、基建、肋上的鞭、眼中的刺，直到你们在神主你们的神所赐的这美地上灭亡。哈，在这里呢，在一开始啊，约书亚就交代了。
In the beginning, Joshua entrusted these words.
然后在约书亚的遗命里面，第一件交代就是律法的交代。
And his farewell, the first aspect is the law.
哦，所以他一开始就说啊，你们要刚强大大的壮胆啊。
So first of all, he says, be brave and strong.
哦，不可以偏离主的道啊。
And do not go astray from the word of God.
那我们如果仔细看一看约书亚的第一章跟最后一章啊。
If we look at the first chapter and last chapter of Joshua,
我们会发觉啊，约书亚在这里所讲的话，跟神当初跟他讲的话是一样的啊。
We discovered that these words that Joshua sharing are the same words that God gave Joshua.
当初的约书亚是很害怕的啊。
The Joshua of old was afraid.
当初的约书亚在摩西死后啊，是不知道该怎么办的。
The Joshua of old didn't know what to do after Moses passed away.
这个时候神就出现跟他说了啊。
And this time God appeared to him and said,
他说你要刚强壮胆啊。
Be strong and courageous.
不要偏离摩西的话啊。
And do not go astray from the word of Moses.
约书亚都记住了啊。
Joshua remembered these.
所以在经过这么多年以后。
So after so many years.
当他要告诉他的孩子。
When he was telling this to his children.
当他要告诉以色列的百姓。
When he was telling this to the people of Israel.
他所说的第一句话就是神当初告诉他的刚强壮胆。
The first thing he told them was be strong and courageous.
所以我们今天啊，作为一个家里的长辈。
So today as the leaders of a family.
我们作为孩子的父母。
And today as parents of our children.
我们的人生当中也体验了很多神的恩典。
In our lives, we experience much of the grace of God.
我们相信每个人都有。
And we believe all of us have.
在这个信仰的路上，多多少少都有看见神的恩典，得到神的帮助。
In this life, be it more or less, we have experienced God's grace and guidance and help.
可是有些人非常健忘。
But some people are very forgetful.
得了恩典一转眼就忘记了。
After they have received God's grace, they turn back and forget.
得到神的帮助一转眼就忘记了。
When they receive God's help, they turn back and forget.
所以有的信徒啊，是过着很没有良心的生活啊。
So some members lead a life that makes their conscience rebuke them.
啊，这种没有良心不会感谢的生活啊，得不到神什么恩典的啊。
Without a clean conscience in this regard, one cannot be truly blessed by God.
啊，但是很多信徒不是这个样子的啊。
But many members are not like this.
他们对神的恩典很有感受。
Instead, they have much.Feeling and emotion for God's grace.
他们很感谢神的帮助。
They are filled with gratitude and thanksgiving.
而且他们常常把它记在心中。
And they often remember these things in their hearts.
哦，就像约书亚一样啊。
Just like Joshua.
到年老的时候。
Who in his old age.
当他一想到要交代儿子什么事情。
When he thought what to entrust to his children.
希望留给子孙什么样的话语。
What words to leave as farewell to his children.
第一个想到的就是神当初帮助他的神迹。
The first thing he thought about is the miracle that God gave him to help him.
想到的第一个就是神当初鼓励他的话语。
The first thing he thought about was the words of encouragement of God.
所以约书亚留给孩子的话是从神他自己从神那边领受的。
So the words that Joshua gave his children, he received them from God.
从来没有忘记。
And he never forgot.
所以啊，在这里啊，我们看到约书亚的第一个榜样啊。
So here we see the first example he leaves.
就是要把我们从神那里所领受的也要交托给我们的孩子。
Which is to give to our children what we have received from God.
在这里呢，约书亚说，你要遵行律法，不可偏离左右哦。
Joshua says, obey the law and do not go left or right of it.
因为约书亚非常清楚啊。
Because Joshua knew clearly.
为什么他这一辈子这么成功
？Why is it that he was so successful in his life?
是的，约书亚是个非常成功的领导者啊。
And truly, Joshua was a very successful leader.
他这一辈子打仗啊，真的到处打仗啊，但敌人都逃跑啊。
And wherever he went in battle, the enemy would flee before him.
他在人的眼中，在以色列的眼中啊，就是什么？开国的英雄啊
！And before the eyes of the Israel of the people, he was a hero, a leader.
啊，但是为什么他能够做到这样子呢
？But he, what was he able to found the nation in this way?
是因为他很会打仗吗
？Is it because he was very skilled at battle?
是因为他比别人有力气吗
？Is it because he was stronger than anyone else?
是因为他比别人更聪明呢
？Or is it because he was wiser and cleverer than anyone else?
约书亚知道啊，这都不是原因的。
Joshua knew that none of these were the cause.
约书亚知道比他聪明的人很多。
He knew that there were many who were better than him.
比他强壮的人也很多。
That were stronger than him.
比他会打仗的人也很多。
That were more apt at battle than him.
但是约书亚知道自己为什么能够成功。
But Joshua knew why he was able to be successful.
是因为他一辈子没有偏离主的道啊。
Because in his whole life he never turned aside from the word of God.
所以当他要交代他的子孙啊。
So when he was teaching his children.
他希望以色列人能够继续得到神的祝福。
His hope was for the Israelites to continue to be blessed.
第一个交代就是你要遵守神的话。
First and trustment is obey the word of God.
所以我们今天想要得到神的祝福吗？
Do we seek to enjoy the blessings of God?
我们希望看到一个成功的人生吗？
Do we wish to have a successful life?
我们希望在面对人生的挑战能够战胜吗？
Do we want to become victorious before the challenges of life?
很简单，第一件事情，你有没有遵守神的话啊？
Very simply, firstly, have you obeyed the word of God?
哦，你有没有偏离主的道啊？
Have you gone astray from the word of God?
这里说你不可偏离主道哦。
Here it says, do not turn aside from this word.
不可以去拜偶像啊。
And do not worship idols.
不可以去追求世界啊。
Do not pursue the world.
不可以与世俗掺杂啊。
Do not be intermingled with the world.
你做到了吗？
Have you done all this?
如果你做到了，
if yes,
那你看着。
Then wait.
啊，你一定能够看到一个成功的人生啊。
Because you shall see success in your life.
啊，在这里约书亚跟他们说哦。
Then here Joshua tells the people.
他说啊，神已经把这个强大的敌人从你面前赶出去了啊。
God has driven away this strong and powerful nation.
没有一个人能够在你面前站立得住哦。
No one shall be able to stand before you.
啊，是的，当以色列人刚进入迦南的时候啊。
And truly, when the people of Israel just entered Canaan.
他们其实是很弱的啊。
They were factually speaking very weak.
虽然他们人很多。
Although there were many,
但是啊，是一群乌合之众哦。
They were an intermingled and uneducated mass.
原本在埃及地是做奴隶的啊。
In the land of Egypt, they were slaves.
所以不会打仗啊。
So they wouldn't know how to battle.
啊，在旷野行走啊。
They walked about in the wilderness.
整天就想下一餐要吃什么，没东西吃啊。
Every day worrying for the next meal because they had nothing to eat.
哦，后来有了玛拿。
Then manna was given unto them.
啊，又没有水喝，吵吵吵。
And because they didn't have water, they would complain, complain, and complain.
所以啊，他们在家，在这个，在从埃及到旷野啊。日子是过得很混乱的。
So the process that led from Egypt to the wilderness was very messy.
啊，但是啊，迦南人就不一样了哦。
But the Canaanites were a different idea.
迦南在当时是野蛮民族啊。
The Canaanites at the time were savages.
野蛮民族是什么意思？
What do we mean by the word savage?
就是特别强大的意思啊。
We mean that they were outrageously strong.
哦，因为那个时候都是冷兵器的时代哈。
At that time, they all used blades as weapons.
哦，就是一种很粗糙，就是看谁力气大，看谁刀子比较快，就是这样子而已啊。
That is to say, it was a matter of who was stronger, and that was it.
所以啊，野蛮民族代表什么？强大。
So savagery represents strength.
尤其啊，迦南地本身是一块很好的地啊。
We know that the land of Canaan itself is very fertile and good.
叫做什么？牛奶与蜜之地哦。
Described as where milk and honey flow.
这个地很好啊。
This land is very great.
你喜欢吗？
Do you like it?
你想要吗？
Do you want it?
大家都想要啊。
Everyone wants it.
所以啊，能够存留在迦南地上都是最强大的民族啊。
So to remain on Canaan represents to be the strongest tribe around.
那些不够强大的全部被赶出去啦。
Because all those who weren't strong enough were casted out.
或者已经全部被消灭啦。
Or otherwise eradicated.
所以留在迦南地上的这几个族都是最强大的。
So these tribes that remain on Canaan were the most powerful ones.
按照圣经记载，里面还有所谓的巨人族啊。
According to the Bible, there were also giants among them.
哦，所以啊，在那个地方住的最美的地上住着最强大的敌人啊。
So in the most beautiful land dwelt the most powerful enemy.
以色列人只是一群乌合之众而已啊。
The Israelites were an uneducated number of people.
啊，但是啊，却能够在迦南地里面把这个又大又强的国民啊消灭赶出去啊。
But somehow, in some way, they were able to cast everyone out and remain on the land.
为什么？
Why?
这里说神已经帮你们征战了。
The reason is here, and it says God has battled for you.
哦，所以约书亚从来没有忘记自己的能力啊。
Joshua never forgot his true power.
他知道说自己的能力很有限啊。
He knew that his power was very limited.
但是今天能够成功，都是靠着神的能力。
And today's success, he knew was out of God's help.
神已经把这个又大又强的国民赶出去了。
Because God's power had casted out the powerful people of the land.
哦，所以有时候我们在信仰的生活当中哦
，So sometimes in our spiritual lives,
会遇到这个又大又强的敌人呐、啊。
We are met with this powerful and strong enemies.
可能是我们的工作
，Maybe it's our work.
可能是我们的同事
，Maybe it's our coworkers.
可能是我们生活。
Maybe it's our lives.
可能很多环境很多困难让我们、啊、好像人生、啊、无法度过了、啊、
Maybe it's our environment, our circumstance that make us not be able to go on to the next day、
啊、这个时候你不要害怕、啊、
But at this moment be not afraid.
这里说、啊、神已经把那个又大又强的国民从你的生命当中那个敌人赶走了
Because God says that he has already driven out the great and powerful nations before you.
只要你不要偏离他的道、哦、
As long as you do not go astray from his word.
所以有人说了一个故事、啊、
So some people tell the story.
他说、啊、有一只蚂蚁呀、啊、
There was once an ant.
蚂蚁呀、啊、爬爬爬哦。
An ant that we used to climb and climb.
就看到一个高山啊哇挡在我的路上。
And the ant saw a great mountain blocking its way.
怎么办呢
?So what to do?
左边绕绕过不去。
The ant couldn't go left or right.
右边绕绕过不去。
And it couldn't go the other side either.
往上爬爬爬不过去。
He couldn't climb the mountain over it.
怎么办呢怎么办呢这有一座高山啊。
And so what to do? There was a great mountain before its path.
这时候啊，这高山突然不见了啊。
Suddenly, the mountain disappeared.
啊，原来有个人呐、啊，弯腰把这个保特瓶捡起来丢到垃圾桶里去了啊。
Because one person picked up the bottle before the ant and threw it to the trash can.
有时候啊，我们就像那只蚂蚁一样啊。
Sometimes we are just like this ant.
我们有时候好像被陷在这个高山，被挡住了。
Because it appears that we are blocked by a huge mountain.
好像啊，哇，人生行无路，走不下去了。
It seems that this is a dead end. There is no way after it.
左边、右边没有路可以走了。
Left, right, there is no way.
好像绝望了、啊。
It seems this utter hopelessness.
却不知道说你的高山。对神来说、啊、就像捡一个保特瓶一样的容易啊
We don't know that removing this mountain is to God as easy as picking up a bottle、
哦、所以啊不要依靠自己啊
So rely not on yourself
当你没有办法
When you cannot
你就跪下来祷告啊
Then kneel down and pray
你没有办法神有办法、啊、
Because if you cannot God can
在人有困难在神有帮有在神有帮有方法、啊、
In men there is trouble but in God there is a solution
在人有问题在神有答案啊
In men there is problem in God there is the answer
所以在这里啊他说什么他说啊这个又大又强的国民没关系神赶出去就好了
So here says a great and powerful nation it matters not for God shall drive them out
因为神如果帮助你啊
Because if God helps you
在这里说你们一个人可以追赶千人啊
It says here one of you can chase a thousand
哦，这个是约书亚自己亲身的体验啊
This is Joshua's personal experience
那约书亚他们在打迦南地的时候、哦、
When Joshua was fighting in Canaan
好几次遇到非常非常强大的敌人啊
Many times he met very strong enemies
哦，有时候啊那个敌人比他们强大很多啊
Sometimes the enemy was stronger than them, many by much.
有时候啊，那个敌人是躲在那个很大的那个城墙后面啊。
The enemy sometimes will hide themselves, behind their fortified walls.
请问你要怎么办
？Let me ask, what would you do?
你那个城墙那么厚，打又打不进去。
This thick defensive wall, what would you do? You cannot fight in.
以色列人是游牧民族啊，也没有带什么云梯啊，也没有带什么攻城的器具啊，什么都没有啊。
The Israelites were nomads; they wouldn't carry any tools of battle or ladders to climb on top of the wall.
请问你要怎么办？
So what would you do?
如果今天靠你自己啊
If you were to rely on yourself
你只能在那个城堡前面等死啊
You can only await death before the castle
因为你没有办法你进不去啊
Because you have no other way you cannot enter
又大又强的敌人啊
This is a great and powerful enemy
以色列人做了什么
What did Israelites do?
什么都没做啊
They did nothing
神说去绕墙去绕城墙
God told them circle around
他们就乖乖的去绕城墙啊
So that is what they did obediently
结果绕了七天那个城墙就整个垮下来了
After circling the wall for 7 days the wall fell by itself
有些人去研究、哦、为什么这个城墙会倒下来
Some people tried to study why the wall fell
他们说、啊、因为以色列人、啊、这样走走走、哦、
They said because the Israelites were walking about it
哇就产生那个地震的功能、啊、地震的效果、啊、
This called some seismic activity
啊摇啊摇啊那个城墙可能不稳、哦、就倒下来啦
So the land was shifted and maybe becauseBecause of them, the wall fell.
有人说啊，因为以色列人天天去绕那个城墙哦。
Yes, some of the people say because it's like circle around the wall.
所以那个城里面的人很好奇发生什么事啊。
The people inside the city were curious about what's going outside.
所以大家都跑到城墙上去看啊。
So everyone climbed on top of the wall to see.
人太多，城墙就垮下来了。
Because the weight of the people was too much, the wall just fell.
这种解释都是非常无聊的。
But these explanations are actually very insignificant and pointless.
为什么城墙会倒下来
？Why did the wall fell?
很简单啊。
It is very easy.
神要他倒下来，他就倒下来了。
Because God wanted it to be like so.
一个人追赶千人呐、啊。
A person chased 1,000 people.
没有人能够在你面前站立啊。
No one can stand before you.
这就是你站在神那边所产生的结果。
This is the result of standing on God's side.
但是如果今天换一换呢
？But if today we shift this.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的第30章哦。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书第三十章的第十五节。
Chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
十五节，主神以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟然不肯呐、啊。十六节。
16.
你们却说：不然，我们要骑马奔走，所以你们必然奔走；又说：我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。十七节。
17.
一人斥喝，必令千人逃跑；五人斥喝，你们都必逃跑，以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆，冈上的大旗呀、啊。这里也是啊，一人追赶千人逃跑啊。
Here we also have a ratio of one fleeing against a thousand.
哦，但是这一次就不一样了啊。
Or rather, fleeing one to a thousand, but this time the subjects are different.
这一次是讲对以色列人讲的、啊。
Because this time it is referred to the Israelites.
神对以色列人说啊。
God tells the Israelites.
别人啊，对你喊一声啊，哇，一千个人就跑掉了。
When one person among the enemy yells at you, a thousand of you shall flee.
五个敌人一喊啊，你们全部都跑光了。
If five soldiers of the enemy side yells at you, you are all gone.
一样是一比一千啊。
The ratio is the same, one to a thousand.
却是以色列人被敌人追赶啊。
But this time it's the Israelites that are at a disadvantage of a thousand.
为什么会这样子？
Why is it so?
因为他们没有遵行神的话。
Because they didn't obey God's word.
神说啊，你们要归回，你们要安息啊。
God says, return and be quiet.
哦，但是他们不愿意啊。
But they were unwilling.
他说我们要奔跑。
They said, we shall run.
我们要骑马。
We shall ride the horses.
我们要靠自己的能力。
We want to rely on our strength.
人定胜天。
And because man can overcome anything.
我们可以改变我们的命运。
We can change our fate.
我们要赚大钱，发大财。
We want to become wealthy and rich.
谁管安息日啊？赚钱最重要。
Who cares about Sabbath? Let us earn our social needs we can.
所以神跟他们说啊，你们不归回就不得力量。
So God says, if you do not return, you shall have no strength.
所以你们要跑啊，追赶你们的必跟着你们跑啊。
Therefore, yes, you shall flee, and those who pursue you shall run with you.
啊，本来是啊，到处跑要做生意的、啊。
In the beginning, they ran, or we ran to do business.
啊、到处跑要得到更好的收获啊
We ran to be able to have more to ourselves
神说你爱跑啊让你跑个够
But God says if you want to run about Then I let you run
让你到处被敌人追赶
And everywhere you go the enemy shall chase you
一人斥喝千人逃跑啊
When one threatens you a thousand of you shall flee、
哦、所以原本荣耀的以色列大军啊
So these mighty army of God were used to be the Israelites
在约书亚时代一人追赶千人的那种大军啊
In the time of Joshua one of them used to chase a thousand.
啊，在大卫时代啊，一人击杀千人的大军啊。
And in this army, where one would fight against a thousand, the
却因为他们不遵守神的道，偏离了神的话。
Because they were unobedient to the word of God.
所以这种荣耀的大军变成各国的笑话啊。
The glory of Israel became the butt of jokes for all nations.
所以我们今天呢，要把这件事谨记在心啊。
So today it pays to truly store this in our hearts.
你有神在你的生命当中。
If God is not in your life,
神是你的帮助。
God is your help.
一人可以追赶千人啊。
And one of you can fight against a thousand.
神对约书亚说，没有一个人能够在你面前站立得住啊。
God told Joshua, no one person shall stand before you.
你必要有一个成功得胜的人生啊。
Your life shall be full of success.
但是如果你今天偏离了这个道
，But if today you turn aside from this word,
那很抱歉啊。
And then I'm sorry.
变成了、啊、你是逃跑的啊。
You shall be the one who flees.
哦，所以在这里说啊，你们要。分外谨慎哦。
And here it says, see that you are careful.
我们看十一节啊。
Verse 11.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，你们要分外谨慎，要爱主你们的神啊。
Therefore, take careful heed to yourself that you love the Lord your God.
哦，所以今天我们在信仰当中要记得要常常谨慎啊。
So today in our spiritual life, let us be watchful.
哦，要努力爱神。
Let us love God with all our heart.
因为约书亚知道爱神是得胜的关键。
Because Joshua knew that the love to God is the key to success.
他知道爱神是蒙福的方法。
He knew that this is the method of being blessed.
哦，所以在这里继续有约书亚告诉我们啊。
So here Joshua continues to say.
他说啊，如果你偏离了这个道啊。
If you turn aside from this word.
我们看第十三节哦
Let us see verse 13.
十三节说你们要知道啊如果啊你们啊偏离这个道啊他说啊神就不再把他们从你面前赶出了
It says here that if you turn aside from the word of God God will no longer drive out the nations before you
到最后你要在神所赐的美地上 灭亡啊。
And your outcome will be that you shall perish from the land which God has given you.
原本是一块美地。
And this was a beautiful land.
应许的地。
The promised land.
蒙福的地。
A blessed land.
结果却是在美地上灭亡啊。
That their outcome will be to die in this land given to them.
那这是有多么的讽刺啊。
How ironic this is.
今天神给你一个福气。
Today God has blessed you.
神给你应许。
He gave you his promises.
神给你恩典。
He gave you his grace.
但是如果你今天不谨慎。
But if today you are not careful.
你可能会在恩典当中离开神。
Maybe you shall depart from God in the midst of his grace.
你可能死在恩典当中啊。可能啊。
You will die in God's grace. This is possible.
怎么说呢？
How is this possible?
今天一个人啊，来到教会啊。
If a person comes to church today,
神啊，求你帮助我。
And they pray saying, Dear Lord, help me.
我找不到工作，你帮助我，给我一个好工作。
I do not have a job, please give me the opportunity to find a good job.
你给我个好工作，我一定更努力的爱你，更努力的来敬拜你。
If you help me, I shall love you more, and I shall worship and serve you more.
哎，真的，神帮助我，给他一个好工作啊。
And if God really helps this person,
哦，感谢主啊，神的恩典真大啊。
And the person finds a good job, then praise the Lord because His grace is bountiful.
然后呢？
What follows?
啊，然后啊，这个工作好，钱赚得多啊。
So the better the work, the more the income, the more the money.
然后呢，钱要越赚越多啊。
And then more money gives a desire for even more money.
啊，然后呢？
And what's next?
然后你突然发现啊。
Then suddenly you realize.
星期六加班赚两倍啊。
That if you work on a Saturday, then your pay is double.
哇，两倍的钱呢。
It is twice as much money.
那有时候啊，就在这个恩典当中啊，反而让你离神越来越远啊。
So sometimes because you are in God's grace, you draw yourself farther and farther apart from God.
哦，曾经有个弟兄啊。
There was once a brother.
但是弟兄很穷啊。
This brother was very poor.
穷到连下一餐饭都在哪都不知道啊。
To the point that he did not know how to, what to eat the next meal.
老说哎呀，他就跟神祷告啊。
So he prayed to God.
他说，天父啊，天父啊。
Heavenly Father.
你不是我爸爸吗？
Are you my own father?
那你那么有钱，怎么我这么穷啊？
If you are so wealthy and the riches of the world belong to you, why I'm so poor?
你从手里面漏一点下来就很够我用啊。
If you give me just a droplet of what you possess, that will be enough for me.
那结果真的啊，那真的神特别恩待他啊。
And indeed, God blessed him greatly.
啊，有一个人跑来找他，不认识啊，不认识的人跑来找他啊。
And a stranger came to this brother.
他说，哎。这个小兄弟啊，啊，这个因为他年纪那时候蛮轻啊，小兄弟
，He's saying, "Hey, bro,"
哎，你想不想做点生意啊？
Do you want to make a deal?
他说我没有钱呐、啊，我怎么做生意
？He said, "I have no money. What sort of deal can we strike?"
啊，这个人说没关系，没关系，我的货啊先给你啊，你赚的钱啊再把钱给我就好啦。
Stranger said, "Doesn't matter. I entrust you the merchandise. After you sell it, we can talk about payment."
哇，无本生意耶，这么好的事情又不认识。
A business that requires no investment from a stranger.
那结果他就真的开始开始做生意，卖拖鞋啊。
So in this way, he started a business selling sandals.
哎，不错啊，现在至少有钱赚，有饭吃了啊。
So not bad. Now he had at least some money to eat every day.
那结果过了不久啊，那个过了一阵子之后啊，那个人又来找他了。
Not long after, this partner came to him again.
哎，小兄弟，小兄弟，你做的不错哦。
Saying, "Hey, not bad. Your business is quite good."
啊，我告诉你啊，我年纪老了。
I tell you, I'm already old.
我想退休了。
I want to retire.
要不然呢、啊？我这工厂给你了。
I think why not give my factory to you？
啊，那个信徒说，可是我没有钱买你的工厂啊。
And the member said, but I have no money to buy your factory。
那个人说啊，没关系、啊，工厂先给你。
And the partner said, no matter, doesn't matter. Just take hold of the factory.First,
啊，你以后赚的钱再给我就好了。
After you made money, just pay me back.
他就是这样开始的。
This is how he got a start.
哎，真的、啊，神的恩典很大啊。
And indeed, God's grace is unimaginable number.
生意越做越大。
The more he worked in this line of business,
公司越开越多。
The more branches he established.
他所过的生活是他以前没有办法想象的。
And the life that he lived was totally something he did not imagine.
可是他在神的恩典当中却离神越来越远啊。
But in the midst of God's grace, he started drawing himself farther and farther from God.
以前呐、啊，晚上都会去聚会的、啊。
Before he used to go to church every single night.
感谢神啊！哇，工作了一天呢、啊，卖拖鞋卖了一天啊，能够聚会真开心。
Every single day he would go to church and for service and give thanks for the sales of that day.
哇，每个礼拜六哇，能够放下你的拖鞋担子来到教会享受安息真好。
Every Saturday, laying aside the burdens of the sandals, he would enjoy the Sabbath rest.
啊，但是随着他变成公司的老板
，But as he became the boss, the owner of the company,
随着他的订单越来越多
the more the purchase orders grew.
随着工厂一个礼拜工作，一个礼拜机器转七天。
The more the company worked and had more income.
随着他开始一间一间的公司董事会，有的礼拜六，有的礼拜天。
As he started having business meetings, sometimes on Saturday, sometimes on Sunday.
从一开始晚上就没有来聚会啦。
Starting from not coming to church at nights anymore.
再来两个礼拜才来一次安息日。
And then this followed by coming to church only once every 2 weeks.
再来一个月一次。
And then only once a month.
再来一年只有灵恩会来两次。
Then only twice a year for spiritual convocation.
再来当有人去访问他，劝他来教会的时候。
And then to the point that when people would visit him, telling him to come to service.
他说我很忙啊。
He would say, oh, I'm busy.
要不然我奉献好了啊。
It's an offering, okay.
哇，支票，你说你要多少啊？写给你啊。
So here, grab my checkbook. How much do you need?
要钱没问题，要时间没有。
If you have money, then that's good. Time, I don't think so.
在神的美地上灭亡啊。
This is how he perished.In the beautiful land of God.
所以小心谨慎啊。
So be careful, take heed.
不要在神的恩典当中反而离神越来越远啊。
Do not be drawn farther and farther away in the grace of God.
神为什么要给你比较好的生活？
Why is it that God gave you a better life?
神为什么要让你能够稳定？
Why is it that God gave you the ability to be established?
不就是希望说你能够在稳定的生活当中去感谢神吗？
Is it not that you give thanks in the midst of your peace and harmony?
不就是希望你能够在稳定的生活里面拿出时间来拜神吗？
Is it not for you to give your time to God as you are settled?
不就是希望你在稳定的时间、稳定的生活里面能够去参与圣工吗？
Is it not for you to partake of holy work with a better life?
所以人不要在神所赐的美地上灭亡啊。
So let us not die in the land that was promised.
要不然这是最悲哀的事情啊。
Otherwise, this is a great tragedy.
那所以这是摩西这是约书亚留下的第一个交代啊。
This is the first entrustment, the farewell of Joshua.
就是不可偏离道理。
Which is do not go astray from the word of God.
我们来看一下第二点哦。
Let us see the second point.
我们来看一下约书亚记的第二十四章。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记第二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
的第一节。
Verse 1.
约书亚记的二十四章第一节
Joshua chapter 24 verse 1
约书亚将以色列的众支派聚集在事件招了以色列的长老族长审判官和官长来他们就站在神的面前第二节
2.
约书亚对众民说主以色列的神如此说古时你们的列祖就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉在大河那边侍奉神第三节
3.
我将你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕从大河那边带来使他走遍迦南全地又使他子孙众多第五节
Five.
第五节我差遣摩西亚伦照我在埃及所行的灾降灾于埃及然后把你们领出来第八节
Verse eight.
我领你们到约旦河东亚摩利人所住之地与他们征战我将他们交在你的手中你们就得了他们的地为业我也在你们面前将他们灭绝第十一节
Verse 11
十一节你们过了约旦河到了耶利哥耶利哥人亚摩利人比利洗人迦南人赫人格加撒人西魏人耶布斯人与你们征战我就把他们交在你的手里十二节我打发黄蜂飞在你们前面将亚摩利人的两王二王在你们面前撵出不是用你的刀不是用你的弓十三节我赐给你们土地不是你们所修治的我赐给你们诚意不是你们建造的你们在其中有吃不是你们所栽种的葡萄园橄榄园的果子好在这里是约书亚所讲的第二件事情啊。
This is the second point that Joshua brought up.
第一件事情是提醒他们啊，不可偏离神的道。
Firstly, he reminded the people not to go astray from God's word.
不偏离就可以得胜。
And not turning aside means that the victory is yours.
偏离了就会倒霉。
If you turn aside, then woe to you.
这是约书亚的人生体验。
This is the life experience that Joshua had.
约书亚一辈子打败就一场仗打败。
Joshua was defeated only once.
至少圣经只有记载他只有打输一场仗啊。
Or at least according to the recording of the Bible, he was defeated just.
啊，当然那场仗他本身。没有参加了。
Of course, he did not partake of the battle.
啊，当然算在他的头上，他是领导者，算在他头上哦。
Because his leader is counted against him.
他一辈子就只有输一场。
In his whole life, he only lost once.
因为那场仗他没有求问神啊。
The reason is that they did not ask before God.
所以约书亚记得很清楚啊。
And Joshua remembered this clearly.
靠神得胜。不靠神失败这么简单的事情啊
Rely on God and you have success. Don't rely on God and you shall be defeated. It is that easy.
哦，所以他学习了。
So he learned from this.
他也交代他的后代子孙啊。
He also entrusted this to his to his children.
啊，第二件事情他所交代的。
The second thing that he entrusts.
他做了什么
？What is it that he did?
他告诉以色列百姓历史。
He told the people about the history.
从谁的历史开始？
Starting from the history.
从亚伯拉罕的历史开始。
Starting from the history of Abraham.
然后进到摩西的历史。
And then entering into Moses.
然后进到旷野的历史。
Into the history of the wilderness.
然后最后进到迦南的历史。
And the end of the history of Canaan.
这是以色列人到当时候的四段最重要的时代。
These are the four most important times in the history of the Israelites.
也是他们生命当中所见证神最大的恩典。
It is also the time in which they witness the most abundant grace of God.
四件事情。
There are four events here.
第一件事情就是亚伯拉罕蒙拣选。
First is the choosing of Abraham.
第二件事情。
Second.
就是能够脱离埃及不再做奴隶。
The ability to escape Egypt and slavery.
第三件事情。
Third.
旷野苦难当中神的帮助。
The help in the wilderness of God.
第四件事情。
Fourth.
进入迦南地以弱击强打败敌人。
Being the weak ones, they defeated the strong ones in Canaan.
约书亚到底在做什么？
What was Joshua doing?
约书亚在提醒他们，他们的人生就是一个恩典的历史啊。
He was reminding them that their history is a history of blessing.
他们的人生就是神祝福的一个记载啊。
Their lives is a record of God's grace.
所以啊，约书亚最后要叫他们再想一想啊。
So Joshua wanted them to remember.
做一个恩典的回顾。
To reminisce the grace they received from God.
他在死之前最重视的就是恩典的回顾啊。
Before he died, what he treasured was to remember God's grace.
因为他很怕后代子孙会忘记神啊。
He was very afraid for the next generations.
会忘记神的恩典
to forget the grace of God,
忘记神的神迹
to forget the miracles of God.
我们今天呢、啊、有没有去体验约书亚的心情啊
today, do we feel like Joshua?
我们什么事情都告诉我们的孩子
do we tell everything to our children?
我们希望我们的孩子有最好的教育
we want them to have the best education,
读最好的学校
to go to the best schools,
能够有最好的工作
and have the best jobs,
能够有最好的家庭
and have the best family,
能够有最成功的人生
and have the most successful life.
所以我们拼命教他们
so we teach them like there's no tomorrow,
分享我们人生的历练
we share our experiences in life,
希望跟他们讲我们人生的经验
we want to share our experiences.
我们什么都讲
we talk about everything.
但是我们很少讲到信仰
but we solemnly talk about faith.
我们什么都教
we teach them everything.
很少教到圣经
rarely do we teach them about the Bible.
所以我们告诉他们很多事情
so we tell them many things.
却很少跟他们讲我们家庭当中神所施的恩惠
but seldom do we tell them about the grace that our family
experience. 真的啊，年轻人，你们自己问问自己啊
and truly, young people, ask yourselves.
请问你知道你爸爸妈妈为什么来信耶稣吗？
Do you know why your parents came to Jesus?
那些在教会里很好几代的啊、哦。
And those of you who have been in church for many generations.
请问你知道你的家族为什么今天在真耶稣教会里面吗
？Do you know why your clan today is under Jesus Christ?
有没有人跟你分享
？Did anyone share this with you?
你的父母亲有没有告诉你
？Did your parents ever tell you why?
今天你为什么在这里
？Why is it that you are here today?
为什么你一整个家族都在这里
？Why is it that your entire family is here?
这个是需要去想的。
You need to think about the reason.
所以约书亚死之前啊，特别讲啊。
So before Joshua died, he said this.
因为他是老一代的、啊、约书亚老。老人家啦
of the older generation, he was about to pass.
他亲自经历过这一整段的历史啊。
So he himself experienced all the history before them.
从埃及
from the land of Egypt.
当初怎么做奴隶
how they became slaves.
到旷野
how they went into the wilderness.
怎么违背神被神惩罚
how they betrayed God and were punished by God.
在旷野里神怎么样从天上降玛拿
how in the wilderness they saw the showering of manna.
摩西怎么样带领百姓
how Moses led the people.
怎么分开红海
how he parted the seas.
哦，这是怎么这是约书亚的亲身经历啊
This is the experience that Joshua had.
进入迦南
And he entered into Canaan.
怎么样四处征战打败敌人
How he battled the enemy in the land of Canaan.
很多新生代没有经历过啊
This is something that many of the newer generations did not see.
在旷野生的那一代没有经历过埃及的日子
And they never saw the life of Egypt.
所以他们没有看过十灾
So they never saw the 10 plagues.
他们没有做过奴隶
And they never were subjected to slavery.
他们没有办法体会当初脱离奴隶的生活得到神拯救的那种心情
They don't experience the feeling of being freed from being a slave
那个在迦南地的在迦南地出生的孩子
And those who were born in the land of Canaan
他们没有经历过旷野的苦
Never went through the bitterness of the wilderness
没有经历过行军的困难
Never experienced the adversity of walking
没有遇到过没饭吃没水喝的苦境
They never experienced the trouble of not having water to drink and food to eat
所以啊在这里约书亚说我来告诉你们
So here Joshua says Let me tell you.
这叫做恩典的回顾啊。
This is reminiscing God's grace.
是每一个老人家都应该要做的。
This is something that all old people should do.
所以如果我们今天在教会里很长的时间啊
So if we have been in church for a long time.
我们在生活当中体验了神很多的恩典。
And we have experienced much of God's grace in our life.
记得要把它写下来啊。
Remember, write it down.
不要把它带走。
Do not take it with you.
要跟大家一起分享。
But pass it on and share it.
分享神在我们生命当中这么长的时间里面这么多的恩惠这么多的 这么多的祝福。
Share with others, and your so many years, how God bless you and give you His grace.
要在会堂里面见证会的时候跟大家分享。
And when we have testimony sessions in the chapel, then share, speak.
更重要的是要跟你的孩子分享啊。
Most importantly, tell this to your children.
他说你的孩子可能没有亲身经历过。
Because your children might have no experience what you experienced.
但是你要教导他。
But you need to teach them, share.
所以犹太人的父亲。
When it comes to Jewish parents,
这是犹太人父亲的责任哦。
This is what Jewish fathers do.
犹太人孩子的信仰看的是父亲啊。
When the children look to the faith, look to the parents.
哦，所以啊，不要把责任推到母亲身上啊。
So don't, rather to the father, not to the mother necessarily.
母亲负责照顾孩子没有错。
The mother takes care of the children.
但是今天这个家里有问题。
But if today there's a problem in the family.
今天孩子信仰有问题。
If there's a problem with the faith of the children.
今天这个整个家庭的信仰有问题。
If there's a problem with the entire faith of the family.
今天夫妻关系有问题。
If today there's a problem between the spouses.
从圣经上来看，爸爸要负责任啊。
From the point of view of the Bible, the responsibility to the father.
所以不要觉得说啊，跟我没关系啊，我是好人啊，我没有问题啊，我没有错啊。
Don't feel that you're a good person, that you have done nothing wrong.
当你觉得你没有错
，But rather when you feel that you have done nothing wrong,
你就是最错的那一个、啊。
Then you are the one who is mistaken.
你看那个亚当跟夏娃
，When you look at Adam and Eve,
神骂谁
？Who is it that God rebuked?
骂亚当啊
，He rebuked Adam.
没有尽责任啊
，Because you did not fulfill responsibility.
所以不要觉得说我很好，我没有问题啊，这些都是别人，你坏人，你坏人，你们都不好，我最好啊。
So don't feel that I'm good. It's all other one, other
如果你觉得你没有问题，你绝对有问题啊！
Because if you feel that you have done nothing wrong, then you certainly did something wrong.
你可能没有把神的恩典教导你的孩子啊！
Maybe you didn't teach your children about God's grace.
你可能没有把属灵的生活活在你的家庭当中啊！
Maybe you do not live out a life that is worthy of a Christian.
所以在这里啊，约书亚哈回顾恩典啊
！So here Joshua thinks back to God's grace.
哦，把这个恩典带到他的家中。
And he brings this grace into his family.
而且他是什么？从过去到现在啊、哦、
！Moreover, he starts from the very past. To present day.
从亚伯拉罕一直讲到今天啊
From the time of Abraham all the way to present day.
就是不忘记过去的恩啊
That is to say, this grace is a grace that he will never forget.
我们今天可能啊最近发生的恩典都记得啊
And today it is possible to remember the recent grace we received from God.
可是十年前的恩典啊可能没什么印象啊
But maybe we forgot about the grace of God a decade ago.
二十年前为什么要信耶稣不记得啦
Why did we come to Jesus 20 years ago? We don't remember.
好，所以有时候我人是非常健忘的啊
So people sometimes are very forgetful.
啊，约书亚记得啊
，But Joshua remembered.
从过去的恩到今天的恩呐、啊，都记在脑里啊。
The grace of God, the grace of today, it's all engraved in Joshua's mind.
那所以我们要不断的得到新的恩典。
So we need to constantly receive the grace of God.
但是不要健忘，不要忘记过去神的恩惠啊。
At the same time, never forget about God's provision and grace.
如果你脑筋不好
，If your memory is not good,
如果你记忆很差
，If your memory fails you,
请你把它写下来。
Then please write it down.
因为有时候啊，我们都记得很模糊啊，好像是。怎么样？好像这么一回事啊。
Because sometimes we seem to remember it might have been this way, I think.
你今天可能记得。
Maybe you remember today.
十年以后呢
？How about 10 years later?
二十年以后呢
？20 years later.
三十年以后呢
？30 years from now.
你要跟你的孩子分享。
When it comes the time for you to share with your children.
你哎呀，孩子啊，神的恩典很多啊。
Dear child, God's grace is abundant.
所以你要爱神啊。
So love God dearly.
爸爸得到很大的恩典啊。
Dad received God's grace in ways that are unnumberable.
你的孩子说，爸爸，什么恩典？什么恩典
？So when your son asks, oh, so what grace?Did you receive from God?
啊，这个爸爸当年啊，不记得啦。
Oh, back then I forgot.
哦，如果你是这样子的回答
，If this is your answer,
你会让你的孩子非常失望。
Then you will disappoint your
children. 如果你是这样子的回答
，If you answer in this way,
你也会让天上的神非常的失望。
Then you will disappoint the heavenly Father as well.
没有记在心中啊
，Because you do not remember it.
所以啊，如果不记得啊
，If you don't remember,
如果怕不记得啊
，If you are afraid to forget,
写下来
，Then write it down,
写下来留作传家之宝啊
，Write it down as an heirloom to be passed on,
让你的后代子孙每个人都能够看到你的笔记啊
，So that a generation after generation that comes after you can look at your notes.
哇，老爷的字真难看啊
！Wow, granddad's handwriting is so horrible.
啊，但是它的内容啊，真感人呐、啊、
！Still.But the content is actually wonderful.
你就是约书亚
You are Joshua.
你是成功的
You are the successful
one. 你有资格配做一个家族的领导者
You are worthy of being the leader of a family.
这就是约书亚的第二个交代
This is the second entrustment of Joshua.
恩典
Grace.
不忘记神的恩典
The grace that shall never be forgotten
我们看回来约书亚记的第二十四章哦
Let's return to Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记的第二十四章
Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记二十四章的第十四节
Joshua chapter 24 verse 14
十四节
14.
现在你们要敬畏神，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉主。第十五节
15.
若是你们以侍奉神为不好，今天就可以选择那要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我的全家，我们必定侍奉主啊。这是约书亚所做的第三件事情哦。
This is the third thing that Joshua mentions his farewell.
第一件事情
，the first one，
来提醒他们，交代他们要守道理。
It's to remind the people to not turn aside from the word of God.
第二件事情
，second，
不断的提醒百姓神在你生命当中的恩惠啊。
Constantly remind the people about the grace of God of the past.
第三件事情
，third，
约书亚说。你自己选哦。
Joshua says, make a decision for yourself.
而在这里就很奇怪喽。
And then this is strange.
你看约书亚跟他们讲话非常奇怪啊。
So you see that the word in which Joshua addresses them is very strange.
约书亚说啊，你自己选你要拜哪个神啊。
He said, choose for yourself what God to worship.
这里有很多偶像啊。
Here there are many idols.
你们都看到了迦南地很多偶像啊。
You see them. You're in Canaan. You see the idols.
你们看到神啊。
You also see God.
你们天天在这里在会幕旁边拜神啊。
Every day you worship by the tabernacle.
啊，你要选谁
？So whom will you choose?
你要拜谁？
Whom would you worship?
请你自己选啊。
Make a decision.
哦，啊，这里啊，约书亚，让我们学到一件事情哦。
So through this, Joshua teaches us something.
一件事情就是啊，信仰要自己选择的。
Which is you need to make a decision for your faith.
信仰要自己负责的。
You need to decide your own faith and be responsible for your decision.
今天没有人能够为你负责啊。
No one can be responsible for you today.
你要拜神吗
？Do you want to worship God?
你要追求世界吗
？Do you want to pursue the world?
没有人能够替你改变什么的，没有人能够替你决定的。
No one can change this for you. No one can make a decision for you.
传道不能替你决定啊。
The pastor cannot decide for you.
我在台上讲道，不代表你会来信耶稣啊。
I'm here in the pulpit.Preaching doesn't mean that you will come to believe.
我去你家访问，不代表你会大发热心啊。
I go to your house to visit you, take care of you. Doesn't mean you will become zealous.
我常打电话给你，不代表最后你能进天国啊。
I call you constantly. This doesn't mean that you shall be saved in the end day.
传道不能为你的灵性负责。
The pastor cannot be responsible for your life.
负责人不能为你的灵性负责。
The board members cannot be responsible for the outcome of
your life. 你的爸爸妈妈没有办法为你的永生负责啊。
Your parents cannot be held accountable for your eternal life.
你只能为自己的灵性、为自己的永生自己负责啊。
You are the only one who can change and be responsible for yourself.
因为选择权在你手上。
Because the sovereignty of deciding is in your hand.
今天你要爱世界吗
？Today, do you want to love the world?
我能怎么办
？What can I do about it?
把你打昏拖到教会来吗
？Can I knock you unconscious and drag you to church?
没有用啊
This doesn't work.
如果你今天爱拜偶像，爱追求世界
，If today you love to worship idols and pursue the world,
你的选择你自己负责
，Then be responsible for your decision.
啊，但是如果你今天啊要爱神，要来教会
，But if today you want to love God and come to church,
这也是你的选择，你自己最后得到恩典。
It's also your decision, and ultimately you will be blessed for your decision.
所以约书亚说、啊、你自己选啊
So Joshua said, make a decision.
所以今天呢、啊，不管我们是谁啊
So no matter who we are today.
不管你在真耶稣教会第几代啊
No matter how many generations we have been in the church.
不管你老爸、你的爷爷是哪一位啊
No matter who is your father, who is your grandfather.
很抱歉啊，你爸爸是传道吗
Is your father a preacher?
你爷爷是长老吗
Is your grandfather an elder?
他们可以进天国啊，你不一定啊
They might be able to enter into heaven, you maybe not.
有一天你到了神的面前啊
One day when you are before God.
在审判台前
before the throne of judgment
你跟神说、欸、我爸是传道
I say hey my dad is a preacher
你神说、啊、所以他在天堂里、啊、
and God must say yes I know that's why he is in heaven
我爷爷是长老、欸、
my grandfather is an elder、
啊、所以他在天堂里、啊、
yes he is in heaven、
啊、你进不来
you, I'm sorry、you cannot enter
每个人要为自己的永生负责任的、啊、
everyone needs to be responsible for the only eternal life
自己选择自己负责、啊、没有人能够替你负责的、啊、
make your decision be responsible for it no one else can do it for you
所以这是约书亚告诉我们的第一件
So this is the third thing Joshua tells us.
信仰要靠自己努力。
Your faith should be something of your own effort.
不能怪别人，不能拖累别人的。
Do not blame others, do not drag others.
有一个信徒这样讲啊。
There's some member that said,
哇，这个谁谁谁得罪我。
And this another person offended me badly.
所以我生气，我就不来教会啦。
So I'm angry, I don't come to church anymore.
哦，因为啊，我看到他我就讨厌，我生气，我不来教会。
Because the second I see them become angered, I cannot take it.
哦，要是我以后不能进天国，他要负责。
And if I cannot enter into heaven, then this person is held accountable.
我觉得这个信徒脑筋有问题啊。
And I think that there might be a problem in this believer's mind.
不能进天国，他要负责。
You cannot enter heaven; he's held accountable.
他怎么替你负责
？How？
你到最后你还是不能进天国啊。
You are not in heaven, that's your problem. What does it matter?
所以不要做傻瓜啊。
So let us not be the silly.
你要进天国。
You have to enter into heaven.
跟人家起争执这是小事。
And to have a fight with another person, this is something minute.
看到别人讨厌这是小事。
If you see someone and you become angry, this is minute.
这个传道你看得不顺眼这是小事。
If you don't like the preacher, the way he does things, this doesn't matter.
这些都是小事。
These are all insignificant
things. 因为你是那个要进天国的人啊。
Because you are the one who needs to worry about entering into heaven.
所以自己选择。
So make a decision.
然后自己负责哦。
And be responsible for it.
所以在这里啊，告诉我们每个人啊，我们的信仰要成为我们自己的信仰。
This tells us that we need to make our faith personal.
所以你看啊，神在讲话的时候常说一句话哦。
So notice how God speaks in this way.
他说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神啊。
He says, I'm the God of Abraham, of Joshua, of Isaac and of Jacob.
神常讲这句话，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神啊。
God often says, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕没有问题嘛，神的朋友啊。
Abraham nothing wrong with him, he's a friend of God.
所以他成功了哈。
So he was successful.
以撒拜神啊，所以神认同他了。
Isaac also worshiped God, so God acknowledged him.
你知道原本神不是雅各的神啊，原本神不是啊。
Do you know that in the beginning God was not the God of Jacob?
因为原本雅各并不认识神哦。
Because in the beginning he did not know God.
但是、啊、雅各人生很苦的时候啊
，When Jacob suffered much throughout his life，
雅各在逃跑的时候啊
，When he was fleeing，
他开始学习认识神
，He began to slowly know God。
他开始说，如果你保护我，我就要让你当我的神。
And he began praying to God, saying, "If you protect me, then I shall consider you my God."
但最后他在逃亡当中哦
，When he was fleeing for his life，
真的神保守他
，Then God truly protected him。
所以最后他为神筑了一座坛
，And in the end, he built an altar for God。
你是我的神啊
，He said, "You are my God."
所以这个神已经不再是亚伯拉罕。跟以撒的神啊
So this God was no longer merely the God of Abraham and Isaac.
不是他爸爸妈妈的神
Not only the God of his parents.
这个神也是我的神
But rather, he said this God is also my God.
所以我们今天跟神的关系啊，不要建立在任何人的上面啊。
So today, our relation with God doesn't depend on anyone.
不能够只是我爸爸妈妈的神
God cannot be only the God of my parents.
而是我们的神，我自己的神。
But rather, it has to be our God, my God.
跟神的关系要直接。
Our relationship with God is direct.
所以这是约书亚对他们所说的、哦。
This is what Joshua told them.
但是在这里啊，约书亚说你们自己选啊。
But he also says choose for yourselves.
所以有些父母亲就会拿这一节啊、哦。
So some parents like to invoke this.
有些信徒就会拿这一节，有些信徒就拿这一节。
Some members like to use this verse.
你看约书亚让他们自己选。
So see Joshua's.Allow the people to choose.
所以我们也应该让我们的孩子自己选。
Therefore, we need to allow our children to choose their faith.
不要给他洗礼啦。
We don't give them baptism by force.
不要洗礼啦，他以后喜欢拜什么神就去拜什么神嘛。
No baptism, whichever God they choose in the future will be their God.
你帮他选了他以后啊，就没有选择权了。
Because if you choose for them, then what choice would they make in the
future? 你看人家约书亚都让他们自己选。
See, it is here Joshua let the people choose.
讲这种话不负责任啊。
To say these words is to be greatly responsible.
约书亚什么时候让他们选？
When is it that Joshua allowed the people to choose?
什么时候让他们选
？When
是在经历了很多的神的引领、神的恩典、信仰的教导跟患难的操练以后啊。
It is after they experience much of God's training, much of God's grace, much of God's hardship, and much of God's protection.
这个时候再让他，因为父母已经管不到，他们长大了，你管不到啦。
Because at this time, children have grown up, the parents cannot do anything about
it. 这时候啊，信仰只能他们自己选、自己负责啊。
At this time, faith is only something that oneself can change.
但是约书亚有尽到他的责任啊。
But Joshua did fulfill his duty.
以色列人从小就在约书亚的带领底下看神迹啊
From the very beginning, the Israelites were under Joshua looking at the miracles that God performed.
不要忘了约书亚在进迦南的之前的第一件事情哦
Do not forget the first thing Joshua did in Canaan.
刚进迦南就是什么？不是打仗哦，不是打仗哦。
The first thing he did after he stepped into Canaan was not to fight.
第一件事就行割礼。
But to rather perform circumcision.
行割礼是什么意思
？What does it mean to perform circumcision?
代表洗礼啊。
It represents baptism.
割礼代表洗礼，也是你归属神的记号啊。
Circumcision is a prefiguration of baptism to come under God.
所以先行割礼，先洗礼啊。
So first comes circumcision, first comes baptism.
然后呢，在这一段日子里面，你教导、你带领、你帮助你。让他们能够经历什么叫做信仰啊
！And after that, you guide, you teach, you exhort, you guide to before God to teach the people what is God.
你已经把能够教的都教了。
You have taught everything you had.
你使他们亲眼看见神了。
You led them to see God for themselves.
这个时候，你才有资格讲说。 爸爸老了。
Only at this time you can say that is old.
你翅膀也硬了。
Your wings are already developed and hardened.
爸爸能教你的都教你了。
What dad wanted to teach you, what he could.
你也亲眼看见神在我们生命当中作为。
You have already heard and you have seen for yourself the grace of God in our lives.
你自己选吧。
Now choose for yourself.
这个时候才是自己选啊。
This is the moment to say choose for yourself.
不要乱用圣经啊。
And do not misuse the Bible.
有时候啊，我们明明就是已经。我们只是用圣经来达到我们自己的想法而已、啊。
Sometimes we use the Bible for a pragmatic purpose for achieving our own goals.
什么时候可以选？
When is that we can choose?
当你尽了你一辈子的努力来教导他认识神。
It is after you have used the entire energy of your life to teach your children to know God.
你能做的你都做了。
Well, you did already everything that you could.
你带领他们经历。
You guided your children.
你让他们看见见证。
You let them see your testimony.
你亲自引导他们的信仰。
And you guided their faith with your own hand.
你帮助他们突破考验。
You help them overcome everything and have a breakthrough in the faith.
你能做的你都做了。
You did everything you could.
你这个时候才能把他们交给神呐、啊。
Only now you can entrust them and give them up to God.
跟他们说你自己选你要不要继续拜爸爸这个神呐、啊。
And tell them it is your choice whether you want to worship. That's God.
所以我们如果、啊、想要让孩子自由发展、啊、
So if we want our children to be independent,
哇，让他们体验自由啊
！To let them experience what freedom feels like.
从小不用来教会啊，自由啊
！We let them not come to church from their youth because we want to give them freedom.
不要跟他讲基督，不要跟他讲神，不要跟他讲圣经，自由。
Mention the Bible, Christ, or God because they need freedom.
然后十八岁再问他说：“哎，要不要来拜爸爸这个神啊
？”And at 18, we say, "Do you want to go to the church that goes to?"
这个不叫自由，这个不叫选择。
This is not called a choice nor freedom.
啊，这个叫做不负责任的父母亲的。
This is called irresponsible parents.
所以约书亚让他们选是经历了很长时间的信仰上的栽培啊。
So Joshua led them and trained them through a long period of time in their spiritual lives.
到他老了，能做的都做完了，就说你自己选吧。
And only when he was old, when he did everything he could, he asked the people to make their own decision.
但是即使在这个时候啊
，But even at this time,
他都讲了一句话。
And he also said,
我和我的全家必侍奉神啊。
As to myself and my house, we shall serve.The Lord.
你怎么样？那是我们我管不到啦。
What you do is not entirely in your hands.
但是我知道我自己要什么。
But I know what I want.
我要拜我的神啊。
I want to worship my God.
不止我。
And only me.
我的全家也要拜神啊。
But also my whole house will worship the Lord.
所以约书亚在最后给以色列人留了一个榜样。
So in the end, Joshua left an example to Israel.
这才叫做领导者啊。
This is what a leader needs to do.
教会的领导者在做什么的
？What are the church leaders for?
三件事情。
Three things.
道理上的教导
to teach in the word.
第二件事情
Second,
恩典上的分享
to share the grace of God.
第三件事情
Third,
生命上的见证
to give a testimony of life.
约书亚达到了这三点
Joshua accomplished the three objectives.
他到最后、啊、跟以色列的百姓说
And in the end he told the Israelite people
你们要怎么样你们自己想清楚啊
What do you want to do? Think about it clearly.
我很清楚我要怎么样啊
So myself, I know clearly what I want to do.
我和我的全家必定侍奉神绝不离开他
and Me and my house will serve the Lord and never forsake him.
他给以色列百姓留下一个最好的榜样
He left the best possible example to the Israelites.
所以以色列百姓说我们必定跟着你一起来侍奉神、啊、
So the Israelites resonate with him saying we shall also serve the Lord
教会里的长辈啊
So we who are the elders of the church
家庭里的父母亲啊
We who are parents in our families
请问你给你的孩子留下什么样的榜样
Let me ask you what sort of example have you left your children
有没有让孩子看到你的刚强
Do the children see your strength?
有没有孩子让孩子看到你的决心
Do your children see your determination?
有没有看到让孩子看到你的爱神与侍奉
Do your children see your love and devotion to God?
我和我的全家必定侍奉神
Me and myself shall certainly serve God.
那我可以告诉你、啊、
And then I tell you,
你这个家一定跟着你一起来侍奉神、啊、
If you say these words, your family shall serve with you.
我可以告诉你、啊、
I can tell you,
你的人生就像约书亚一样
Your life shall be just like Joshua's.
能够得胜。
You shall have the victory.
刚强
You shall be strong.
最后蒙神的喜悦
And in the end, be pleasant in God's eyes.
我们一起唱诗啊
Let us sing him.
195首
心有那雨天过，感触所应许家。
好，我们现在一起来跪下来做聚会结束的祷告
啊。May the concluding prayer for the morning service.
啊，我们这一辈子啊，在人生当中会遇到很多的考验。
In our lives, we will face many challenges.
啊，所以在这一辈子，我们有许多信仰上的经历啊。
And in this life, we will therefore experience much in our faith.
啊，所以我们不要小气。
So let us not be stingy.
不要把这些经历啊都埋藏在自己心里。
Let us not keep and store all these things merely in our hearts.
因为啊，你好，要把它跟众人分享哦。
But brother, you need to take out these experiences and share it with others.
分享你的突破
，share your breakthrough.
分享你的得胜
，and share your victory.
以及分享在你生命当中的恩典哦。
And share the grace of God in your life.
那你永远都不知道啊
，because you never know.
说不定啊，就是借着你的一次的分享啊
，maybe because of one time of sharing.
说不定就改变了另外一个信徒的人生
，and life of another member might be changed.
说不定因为你一次的鼓励啊
，maybe because of one encouragement that you have given.
就为教会造就了一代新的工人。
A new generation of workers in church shall be established.
啊，所以我们自己要常常纪念主的恩惠。
So remember God's grace yourself.
啊，并且要给后代子孙做下榜样。
And also set out an example for the next generation.
给我们周遭的信徒做下榜样。
And let us give an example to all the members of the church.
啊，什么叫做得胜的人生啊
？Let them see what is a successful life.
啊，我们现在一起来祷告哦。
Now let us pray together.
啊，我们在祷告当中啊，特别为一些身体欠安啊、病痛的弟兄姐妹代祷哦。
We pray, let us specially intercede for those who are suffering and in pain.
啊，我们已经有宣布很多次的代祷事项啊。
And some prayer requests are recurring.
啊，所以我们想说，大家都应该都知道了。
And we should already know by now who needs our intercession.
啊，所以我们在祷告当中啊，特别纪念他们，求主耶稣继续看顾他们，保守，让他们能够平安。
So when we pray, let us pray for these brothers and sisters that God may watch over them, guide them, protect them.
啊，求主耶稣带领我们每个人的脚步哦。
May God lead our steps.
啊，我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us now kneel down and pray in one accord.